The middle class in every society encompasses diverse strata that have different social origins, demands, and political orientations. These classes are generally divided into two groups, traditional and new. The traditional middle class consisted of the clergy and the petty urban bourgeoisie. The new middle class included the urban educated population and holders of professional occupations. This study seeks to examine the role of the middle classes in the Islamic Revolution by tracing their historical genealogy and employing the sociological approach of class and social stratification. Using a documentary study design and qualitative data analysis alongside a descriptive analytical method, the research investigates the functions and impact of these classes during the revolutionary movement. The core research question is, what role and function did the middle classes have in the Islamic Revolution? Findings derived from the analysis indicate that the function and role of the traditional middle class, namely the clergy and the bazaar, were first shaped through their alliance with the new middle classes, and then reinforced by the bazaar's provision of a business environment under the leadership of the revolution, as well as its financial support of the clergy. These factors collectively laid the groundwork for the victory of the Islamic Revolution.